This lecture on the current light body evolution is given by Julie North and can be found at www.julienorth.com. The lecture was given at the Universal Light Expo on October 13, 2012 in Columbus, Ohio. More information about Julie North, private sessions, as well as workshops and lectures can be found at the website. So welcome. My name is Julie North. I'm a medium and a medical intuitive in Columbus, Ohio. Basically, to give you a little bit of background about me and where I get my information from, I was born able to hear what I was introduced to as guides and people that have crossed over and various other things and see certain things in the field that probably the average person doesn't see. For me, that was normal. That's just what I thought people did. Until I was about 12 and we quit talking so much about dump trucks and Barbies, and I found out not everybody sees that stuff. So as I grew up, I had constant commentary from my guides and from the other side explaining the way that the world functions, why people do certain things. When I got older, I agreed to translate other people's guides so that they can have that information as well. And that's really what I, if you just ask me personally what I do, I'd tell you I translate. There are all kinds of names, medium, medical, intuitive, clairvoyant, all of that stuff. It's translating. If you talk to each other in your heads, which everyone is capable of doing and we do all the time without thinking about it, you don't think in sentences or language. You think in concepts. And then when you go to language that, speak it or write it to another person, it runs through the languaging center of your brain and comes out your mouth or your written word. So when I'm working, I'm intaking their concept. It's like they throw a ball and I catch it, and it's my job to turn that into the English language as you know it. In a private session on a one-on-one basis, I'm constantly corrected for your dictionary. So if I go to use a word that's going to give you the wrong intended meaning, they'll correct it. They know what your dictionary is. I couldn't even begin to imagine what that might be. When I speak to a group, sometimes I repeat things a couple of different ways because you're dealing with a lot of people's dictionaries, and it's important that we get that we're as clear as we can possibly be. If I slide off into saying things like we, that's because I'm translating. I don't have multiple personalities that I know of. So, what I want to talk to you about today is the energetic body. It was important to me to share with everyone the changes that are going on. I have a private practice. I work with clients all over the world on a daily basis, and I'm lately, in particular, finding things to be incredibly repetitious because they're going on for a lot of people across the whole world. And the more you know about what's going on with you, the better able you are to function in your daily life. So that's the purpose of the lecture tonight, is to explain what the energetic body has been, what it's shifting into, why it's shifting, what that means as far as functionality in your world, and some of the ways that you can work with that. Can you all still hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, remember, wave your hands. You can't hear me. So, excuse me. Just to make sure we're all on the same page, for some of you this might seem elementary, other people not, so I want to make sure we're all understanding what's going on. When you look at a person, you have a physical body and you have an energetic body. The soul, the spirit, whatever you want to call that. That energetic body is the puppeteer, if you will, for your physical being. Whatever's going on in the energetic body or your soul, whatever it's after, the physical body is going to do. If you have issues in your energetic body, the physical body is going to emulate those in some form or another. There are connection points from your energetic body into your physical body. Most people call those chakras. The best way to define a chakra is to think about your house. If you take the drywall off of the walls of your house, you'll see all these electric lines running through the walls. Every time two lines cross, you have a junction box. In the body, every time two energetic lines cross, you have a chakra. There are thousands of them. In your house, where bunches of lines come together, you have a breaker box. In your body, those breaker boxes are the seven main chakras that run up basically the center of your being in association with your physical body. Your energetic body has layers to it. There are chakras in it as well, but they don't necessarily have to do with your physical being or the functionality of your physical being, so we won't be talking about those. The old system has 7 chakras. Pretty much any book that you pick up, anything you look up on the web, any energy practitioner that you work with, they're going to be talking about a 7 chakra system. The first chakra being in the groin, or at the coccyx in the back, and it's called the root chakra. And there's a Hara line that runs right down through all of these called the Hara line, H-A-R-A, if you're going to look it up later, Hara line. Root chakra. This is the foundation, or has been the foundation, of who you are. Every rule that you learn, this is how to be a good human being, this is what I'm supposed to do, this is what I should do, this is what a good kid does, a good parent does, a good friend does, a good employee does, all of these things all run rule-based wires into this root chakra. The things that you learned about how to be in a society, how to be part of a family, the religious perspectives that you used, all the things that you learned in your formidable years basically start creating this wiring system into your root chakra. When you come up the system, you come to the second chakra, which is right about the navel. Most of you will have some kind of issue here right now. It's called the sacral chakra. It's orange in color. And if you give it a mantra, it would say, if it's healthy, it will say, I am supported. I think I'm supported. I believe I'm supported. I feel supported. I am supported. This is who I am. This is me being supported. Third chakra is right here, where the breastbone falls off into soft tissue. Solar plexus, I am worthy and valuable. Heart chakra, this is the old system still. Heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye, and crown. We don't need to talk a whole lot about the throat, third eye, and crown for today's conversation. Heart chakra is I am love, I am loved. So the old system is this 7 chakra system that has the kundalini living in the root chakra down here. How many people have ever heard of kundalini? Awesome. Kundalini is the term used to describe usually your well of energy, your life force energy, your chi. You'll see in yoga practices or old traditional practices, they'll talk about kundalini rising. There are kundalini-based yoga practices. There are meditations about activating that kundalini and rising, having it rise on the system to literally feed your system. It's sort of like an energetic heart. This process means that since the kundalini lives in the root, you're going to have to activate the root chakra area to some extent to get that kundalini to feed your system. You follow me so far? Okay. What that means, the root chakra is who I am, all your rule-based functionalities, all your old process wiring. If you don't change who you are, if you pretty much stay with the same principles and values that you grew up with when you were young, there won't be much of an issue for you. You'll function fine from that rule-based wiring. Because X happens. The rule is, let's say, good people help people. How many people were taught that good people help other people? Raise your hand. If you didn't raise your hand, I don't know where you were living. I've not yet met somebody that wasn't taught that good people help other people. Oh, honey, you ought to help that person. They really need it. But I'm tired. Yes, but it's just a little bit for you, and they really need it. We teach, not through maliciousness, but through compassion, this process of doing for others. There's nothing wrong with doing for others. We haven't taught really about how to take care of the self, so you get this imbalance going on. The rule says, help other people. So you're exhausted, you've been at the ULD all day, somebody says, I really need help moving this giant piece of furniture Saturday night. X, this is what's asked for. The rule says you have to help someone. So unless you follow that rule wire that says good people help people and that's who I am, then you're not a good person. That's how your energetic system intakes that information. In order to activate the kundalini and feed the system, in order to say this is who I am and I am supported and I am worthy and valuable and I am loved, I have to follow this rule. Do you understand? Let me draw it. I draw lovely stick people and box bodies. It's great. So I know I'm in the way, I'm going to draw it, and then I will move so that you all can see it. The line right down the middle
is the Hara line. Root chakra, second chakra, third chakra, fourth chakra. So when you have a rule, the rule wire runs into here. This is who I am. If I follow the rule, then I'll be supported, then I'll be worthy and valuable, and then I'll be loved. Can everybody see that? So this is the way that most people were taught to function, because this is the way the wiring has actually been programmed. Your energetic body has been for thousands of years. It hasn't changed up until recently. So without getting too complicated, and definitely not wanting to get any kind of doomsday ideas going on, the plane that you live in is making some very dramatic energetic changes. And the best way for me to explain that to you is to use school as an analogy. The point of having a human experience is to expand. You expand through experience. The universe is constantly expanding. That means everything in the universe must constantly expand. How you expand isn't as relevant as that you expand. So you come to have a human experience sort of like school. And the number of experiences and the ways in which you can expand in a human form are practically endless, but they are not totally endless within the framework of the vibrational range that we live in. So if we're living in a bandwidth, then all of the experiences, you know, of love and hate and acceptance and avoidance and abandonment, all those are lines of experience that run through that plane. If the plane runs from here to here, the line might run endlessly. But you as a human being can only experience what's in this plane. Now you can experience abandonment 16 ways to Sunday. But at some point, you're going to say, okay, I've had enough of that. So think of human experiences like being in K through 12. And you keep going back, and I'm going to do the second grade. I'm going to learn about second grade friendships again. And I'm going to learn about fourth grade arguments. And I'm going to learn about 11th grade abandonment. You can do these classes over and over and over again with different people in different circumstances and expand and expand and expand. Eventually, somebody's going to get to a point where they need college. But one person is not enough to create college. So that person waits. More people come. More people need college. Eventually you reach what most people would call critical mass, which means that there are enough people needing expansion of experiences through the human physiology and the human experience beyond K through 12 that college has to be made. The vibrational plane that you live in has to raise its ceiling. It has to change its range. How many people remember The Price is Right? All right, you remember that game where the red bar goes up and up and up and you have to hit the button when it gets in the range you think it is? That's exactly what the plane is doing. It's raising its vibration. The ceiling's going up, the floor's coming up. That means that everything that is available to you as a human is slightly changing. So the love, the highest vibration of love that you can experience is now higher than it was when you were born. The greatest vibration of hate is less than hate when you were born. The whole thing is shifting upward. Some of the things that it's doing is it's making you as a human being, it's requiring that you purge all of the vibrations that are in this range that we're not going to be in anymore. They have to leave you energetically, physically, cellularly, because we all have cell memory. We store those things in our energetic bodies. We store them in our physical bodies. So that means there's been a boatload of purging going on. Anybody been doing any purging? Physical purging. My face is breaking out. My sweat stinks terribly. You know, my body's purging things from every orifice it has. My mouth is purging things. Things are coming out of my mouth. I have no idea why I said them. I don't feel very nice all of a sudden. Or I'm weeping at the drop of a hat. Or I'm having a meltdown. Purging. All the things that you've denied, worked around, stuffed off in some closet, all those things are being vibrated to the surface because they have to go. Because you are intended, along with everyone else, to raise your vibration into this next plane. But in order for the
plane to function with its new boundaries, because remember, it's like school. So when you went to K through 12, that school had rules. Some of the rules for the human plane are gravity, time as a linear thing, space is the distance between two points. If you pay attention to science at all, you'll notice that especially in the last 2 years, they've been pushing those envelopes. They're starting to find ways that that's not totally accurate. In order for those things to come into total fruition, you have to raise that plane. But it also means that the energetic body that you've been operating in for thousands of years in all of your human incarnations isn't going to function the same way. You're getting an upgrade. It's like a new car. And the new car's got bells and whistles that you have no idea how to operate just yet. It talks to you in ways that don't make sense. It has a different configuration. It's not greatly different. It doesn't need to be greatly different. But the way in which it processes is definitely something that would be helpful to know. So remember, we were talking about seven chakras. If you look at most of the people that are under 25 years old, they have eight chakras. There are some people over 25, but the older you get, the less of them there are. Throughout history, there have always been people who have variances in their energetic system. But whenever you're making a change, there's always somebody that's got to whack their way through the jungle first and start creating a path, start creating a structure, someplace for other people to go. So you get one, and then you get a few, and then you get more. Now you get to the people that were born 25 years ago, and you're getting loads of them. You know, I go to my middle school kids' classrooms, and it's everyone. It's all of them. They don't operate differently. You see it all the time. We call it autism, or learning disabilities, or hyperness. They are so wickedly fast, you cannot keep up. That's the problem. They're not a problem. We just can't keep up with that. It's a totally different operating system. The Kundalini is not in their root chakra. That's not where it is. When you look at them energetically, if you can see energy, I urge you to look at these people because they're not the same. Their Kundalini, their well of energy, whatever you want to call that, is really living here. They have an eighth chakra between the heart and the throat, called the high heart. I've seen some people write it as the peace chakra, but it translates for me as the high heart, so that's what I call it. It's about this color, this fuchsia color. Eventually, the other side says that high heart and the heart chakra will merge, but that's not where they are right now, and I can't give you a time frame on when that's going to happen. All the people that were not born with that high heart chakra are working really hard to pull that chakra in from the etheric body into their physiological body. So what is the high heart? What does it do? Again, it's sort of the home of your seat of energy. Because the Kundalini, which was here, activates, runs up the system. If your Kundalini's here, when you activate it, it's going to run up from here, and it's going to run down. And that's a completely different functionality. There is nothing about the old rule-based system that will work for these people or that will work for you as you bring this in. This is a choice-based chakra. You are moving from a rule-based structural world and a rule-based energetic society to a choice-based structure. And what that means is that instead of moving up the system like this, will you help me move my big piece of furniture? And you have to do this in order to feel supported, worthy, and loved. Now, you genuinely have choice. Like a choice for this thing to fall apart. Beautiful. Choice wiring does not look like a single line. A rule says, oh, I know I have choices, but all of them are wrong except for this one. I have choices, sure, but I can't use them. Real choice-based wiring, they're equal. And instead of being a single wire into the root, it looks like branching. And it goes right into this chest area here. So it comes up in my lovely crude little drawing. We have a new chakra right here.
and comes into the chest area. That means that you get to choose, you are intended to choose, whatever you think or feel that you want to do at this time. What do I think is best for me? What do I believe is best for me? What do I feel is best for me? Sounds fabulous. Except you got this old rule-based wiring too. So, once this is gone, you'll be living in a world that says, I can make choices that are in my greatest good. It's not meant to be selfish. It's not meant to say, the heck with all you guys, I'm going to do this thing that really hurts all of you because I want to. There will be a learning curve that has some of that in it, as all learning curves do. But you're made to be compassionate. Compassionate to yourself and compassionate to other people. You just got to learn the process. But right now, you have two sets of wiring you're trying to run. So you've got an old rule-based system, and you've got a choice-based system. When you operate from the choice-based system, I make choices that are in my greatest good. I know I would normally help you move that big piece of furniture, but I'm really tired and I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I sure hope you understand. I made a choice that's in my greatest good. So where's that energy going to go? It's going to go down. I made a choice that I wanted. That's self-love. It goes down the horror line. That's self-worth. This thing they've been telling you is self-worth is dependent worth. Because it's dependent upon you following someone else's rule and achieving their support and their version of worth and value. This is self-love. This is self-worth. I made a choice that's in my greatest good. Therefore, that's self-love. I have self-worth. I am self-supportive, and that's who I am. Does that make sense? Okay. The problem lies beyond the learning curve in the fact that you have dual wiring. So every time a choice happens, which is about every second of every day, you're going to have two sets of wiring that run. If I've got energy that's running down my horror line and energy that's running up my horror line for the same thing, what are they going to do? They're going to collide. And they're going to collide right here in your second chakra and your third chakra. How many people over the course of the last year or 2 years have been experiencing bloating, digestive issues, your flora and your bacteria are off, small intestine, large intestine, liver, kidneys, bladder, and spinal issues? Right in here. Because this is where your energy is fighting. And when you do that, no matter what you do not feel loved. Because you have a conflict. If I do the right thing, which is the rule, energy is not really getting anywhere, so I don't feel loved there. I don't feel supported. I don't feel worthy and valuable. I don't feel loved. Well, maybe I need to step over here and move into choices, because that's not working for me anymore. So I move into choices, but it's running into the other. You're feeling guilty. You're not feeling supported by yourself. You're not getting what you want. You still don't feel loved. So how many of you have been throwing your hands up in the air and say, what the heck? The heck am I supposed to be doing? Just about everybody I know. Moving, this wiring is happening whether you like it or not. How soon you get rid of the rule-based wiring and how you do it is a choice. And there are a lot of choices out there. So I want to share with you a couple of things that are very, very helpful in getting rid of this rule-based wiring. You are a vibrational being. You're made of light, you're made of sound, whatever you want to call it, they're all running on the same string. Your body makes a vocalization and it makes a light. Everything else in this world does too. So sound and light are two ways to help move energy on your body. Sing. Tone. Sing your healing. I am getting better every day. Don't say, I don't feel like crap anymore. Okay? You don't want to sing for the problem as much as you want to sing for where it is you want to be. I'm a great singer, aren't I? Sound healing, tuning forks, Tibetan bowls, crystal bowls. Your own voice, is going to be the single best healer you have. If you can take a toning class, if you sit down and you say, boy, I am feeling super depressed today. Just sit down and say, what do I want to feel? I want to feel happy, and open your mouth and make a sound. Whatever it is, your body's going to make the sound that it needs. When the sound comes out of you, it comes out and back in. It doesn't just come into your ears. It comes into every aspect of your being. It fills in the gaps that you need. Because you are purging things from this life and things from all your previous lives, which you haven't had to do before to this extent because you've been in the same plane. Now the plane's changing. It's like do or die time. All this junk you've been accumulating for multiple lives is coming up in you. You don't even know where it's coming from. I have no idea why I'm crying my eyes out over this thing. But you definitely are feeling it. Or you're feeling extremely irritated. In the plane, and this is no offense to males or females in any shape or form, but it definitely is going to sound a little bit like male bashing, and it's not. Historically, through this particular energetic set that we've been running, it has been a masculine-dominated society. There has been a lot of suppression of feminine energy. There have been a lot of abuses, if you will, towards the female and the feminine energy. You're not the only one changing. Your earth lives in this plane too, and all the history. So everything is shifting. That means the earth has got to purge. That means all the memories that have happened on this earth and in this plane have to purge. So women are having a tendency to purge for the plane all of these emotions and energies of rape, molestation, suppression, lowered values, not particularly experiences that might have happened in our life, but you're going to be real triggered by those things these days, whether it's in you or whether you're witnessing it or hearing about it or you don't know what's going on. And the males are processing the sorrow and the guilt and the angers and frustrations and the control issues that they have dealt with through that process. So everybody's processing for the plane, but they're processing a little bit of something different. And having that little piece of knowledge might help explain what's going on with you. So use sound to help get movement. But sound will not rewire you. You have to get out of the old rules and just deciding, hey, I don't believe in Catholicism anymore, isn't getting your wiring redone. You can change your mind all you want. Those wires are there. So you have to reprocess, because wiring is like driving. If you live in house A and you drive to job B for 3 years, you move 3 blocks down the road. Every time you leave work, you keep wanting to drive that old route home. How many of you have ever done that? Right. Your wiring is exactly the same way. You use it a certain way, whether it's from trauma or trigger or habit or rule, for very long, and that becomes the knee jerk. There's a lot of other wires. There's a lot of choices. All kinds of choices. Down here, oh, we can't look at those because they're all wrong. But up here, they're all equal. So you have to allow those roads to be reopened. They're no longer off limits. The way to do that is to sort of put the current road under construction and put everything on detour, open, even choice. The best tool I know of for this happens to be EFT. It stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. The other side assures me that there are better tools out there, but I don't know what they are at the moment. So EFT is the one that they're currently sending most people to. There are a lot of EFT practitioners. By no means am I telling you not to go to a practitioner. What I'm going to tell you instead is that EFT is highly dependent upon the language that is used. EFT uses this wiring system. There are 12 main meridians in your body that process these emotions. EFT taps on those meridians, or several meridians at the same time, while it talks about the problem. Oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. Everybody wants things from me. Talk about my problem. Stir up my problem. This is how I feel. Halfway through the process, it changes into fixing the problem. The problem with most EFT practitioners is that they say, I don't have to do this, or I don't have to do that. They wire from one rule to another without realizing it, because we've all been living from a rule-based functionality. There's a guy online who wires from old rules into open choice. If you Google EFT Wizard, you will get this guy's YouTube channel. He has over 300 videos online for free. Every video is less than 10 minutes long. You can do it in the privacy of your own home, the bathroom at work, wherever it floats your boat, wherever you're triggered, wherever you want to get rid of something. So you sit and talk about the problem. I have guilt. He's got several for guilt. Guilt, this. And then halfway through, you start wiring for the problem. You're stirring up. You're hitting those meridians and activating them, which gets everybody along these wire lines, all the baggage that you've accumulated, all stirred up. Oh, there's a train that's going to come. Then when they start pushing that train through, that EFT clearing process, all kinds of things jump on board. Once the clearing's done, it opens up choice orientation, so now you have other options. If you stay with EFT, if you do it consistently, you will truly move into a choice-based system. You genuinely will get rid of guilt. These choices, these rules, will still remain. This option will still remain for you, but it's up here. It ceases to become the one and only one right way to be a good human being. So EFT is a fantastic tool. Again, you're a vibrational being, so there are other vibrational things that go on. The way the plane's been shifting, the energy waves have been unsettling things. We talked about purging emotionally, but that energy vibration is also changing your structural stuff. It's sort of knocking you around. You guys ever left a big bunch of group of people and everybody's getting knocked around like this? This is exactly what's going on with you energetically. How many people are having any kind of problem with dizziness? Knocking their knees, ankles, bruising themselves, kicking things, running into walls? Yeah. Energetically, you're getting knocked around, and it'll come kind of in like waves, periods of time. Then it'll be fine for a while. I don't know what was wrong with me, and the next thing you know, you're walking into another wall. You know, my legs were bruised like crazy for a while. I could not quit kicking things because we're getting knocked around. It affects the structural system of your physical body. More now than ever, I'm seeing hip problems in people and spinal problems, which translate also into rib problems. I've never seen as many ribs out of place as I do these days. Because the system works upward as far as its structural stability. Just like a house. You've got something wrong down here, it's going to, as it comes up. So, if you're having any of those issues, make sure you're getting the body taken care of. They send a lot of people to Michael Kweck for orthobionomy. Massage therapy is a great thing as long as you're taking care of the alignment. So if you can't get your alignment done through massage therapy, you need a good chiropractor or an orthobionomist. Your physical spine is the tangible counterpart to your Hara line. If it's out, your Hara line's probably out. Vice versa. Helping one will help the other. Adrenal stress. Anytime the body's going through changes or purging things, it's a stress. The body has to deal with all of that. You also have more energy moving on the body in different ways, which puts the body in like, oh my God, what do we do with this? Anxiety? Anybody have an anxiety? No, nobody. Not at all. The adrenals sit right above the kidneys. They're designed to squirt out adrenaline whenever your body needs an extra little shot, a fight or flight. But there's nothing going on, right? But the adrenals are dumping. They're overloaded from this ongoing stress. So instead of squirting out little pieces of adrenaline when somebody pulls a knife on you, you'll be walking through the kitchen and the next thing you know, you're having an anxiety attack. For some of you, it's feeling like a little ripple, like your heart maybe is flipping, or maybe it'll race for just a minute. For other people, it feels like sharp stabbing things in their chest. The muscles will pull your ribs out of place. If you don't take care of your adrenals, you're going to have a really hard time getting a handle on this anxiety run. You add to that the fact that you have a massive amount of new energy coming into a whole new wiring system in the chest, and the fact that your kundalini is trying to move up here, like it's relocating, like you pick a house up and move it someplace. And that's more energy in here than you're used to dealing with. It's a whole new set of wiring that you're growing. How many people have been having any kind of chest pain? Yeah. Perfectly healthy hearts. Nothing going on in there. I get these roving chest pains. Sometimes they'll run like a lightning And sometimes they run across because there's a lot of left-right wiring that's being grown right now. Breathing. Deep breathing. Lean back in a chair at home. Wedge a bunch of pillows underneath of your back so that you can get your rib cage open and relax. I know this looks lovely, but this is what you do. Because if you try to sit and lean back or sit, these muscles naturally tighten. We're trying to get open. We're not going to live our whole life like this. But for right now, we're trying to get open. We want to stretch. So support your back so your rib cage automatically opens some. Put your hands on your I am supported space right here and breathe. Most of you aren't going to notice much. You want to move right here. But if you just relax and keep at it, your belly will start breathing. Your chest will open this way, and your diaphragm will start moving. The more it moves, the more you're breathing light, choice, energy, fabulous, whatever's in your greatest good, in, down that Hara line, into that I am supported, I'm self-supporting, and the universe is supporting me, and I'm breathing out whatever garbage has been in there. You are just doing an exchange. If you're someplace where you can't wedge pillows behind you, make sure your knees are bent. When you lock your knees, your whole system locks up. Energy does not flow well on a locked system. Bend your knees. When you breathe it as deep as you can, but you don't need to hold it. Holding is not natural to the body. Breathe it and then release it. Try to feel your body drop a little bit when you do it. And stop grounding. Big thing to pay attention to. I know that people are telling you because they love you and they care about you that you need to get grounded. But let me explain to you what most of you do when you get grounded. Oh, I gotta get grounded. You run energy from you, either down your Hara line or down your legs, into the ground. I gotta get in the center of the earth. So it's like dragging your butt around. And it's not helping you because your vibration is not going down, it's going up. However far you're running that energy down, you need to run it up as well. Instead of grounding, think centered. I'm going to get centered. I'm going to get here. I'm going to get in my heart. It doesn't mean people are going to walk all over you and you're going to be a total pushover and you can't make a decision and you don't have any boundaries, which is what our fears are with that. Centered. This is where my energy is. This is where I'm strong. All of my system feeds itself from here. I am fed and I operate from my heart, from my center. And energy runs up and energy runs down. Fine to ground as long as you're flying at the same time. You are the center of your being. Get centered. When you move energy out, when you share energy out, you want to share it from here. How many of you have ever met somebody who's sharing their energy out from the root chakra? Depending upon how many beers you've had, that may or may not be acceptable to you. It's a balance thing. This is where we are. This is where you want to be. You want to be in choice. You want to be in freedom. This is freedom. Those rules and that rule-based system is not going to feel free to you anymore. You're going to be going through all kinds of issues of feeling trapped and suppressed. Nobody's out to get you. It's just that the system's changing. And things that you used to do automatically without giving it much thought because that's the way it operated are now really standing out. So this is part of that changing. Use crystals. They're a vibration. If they resonate with you, use them. Some of the best crystals to be using right now are like Jemmy Rhodonite. This one right here on my neck. Unfortunately, I asked a stone dealer to bring some of that and he didn't get the message in time, so there isn't anybody here, I don't think, that is carrying Jemmy Rhodonite. But I can tell you if you are interested in driving to Cincinnati or something along those lines, the crystal guy who's directly below us down here has really good Jemmy Rhodonite. He just doesn't have it here at the show. Jemmy Rhodonite not only helps strengthen this area of the high heart, and it's right along that same color range as the high heart, it helps you develop trust. And that's a big issue for us right now. because we're changing and we're not familiar with this system. And oh my God, we have choices and we have freedom, which is what we always wanted, but how do we know what we're supposed to do now? Well, there isn't anything you're supposed to do. That's a rule. So how do I trust myself? Very, very few of us understand how to function from trusting ourselves. This helps you trust yourself. It will help you trust in relationships as well. Your relationship with yourself, your relationship with other people. Black tourmaline. Not that I think, you know, the sky's going to fall and you all need a bunch of protection, but I will tell you, black tourmaline is one of the only stones that will protect basically the layers of your energetic body as a whole. All stones have protective qualities. All stones have loving qualities, just like all people do. Some stones are better at it than others, and black tourmaline, a little piece of it carried or worn, is very, very helpful for that. Orange kyanite, K-Y-A-N-I-T-E. Most of you have seen blue or kind of a greenish color. Excuse me. Orange kyanite, if you take medical tape and tape that to your belly or tape it to your back and wear it under your clothes, awesome. All day long, you'd be like, I am awesome. Everybody's supporting me. The world is good. Make sure you're drinking lots of water on those days because you will definitely be moving things. The second chakra that I am supported is the one that's having the most trouble right now. It feels undercut, undermined by this new system. It's totally used to this old rule base. What do you mean not follow the rules? Oh, great, I get to be free? Great. Tell me exactly how do I do that? How do I be free now? No, it doesn't work that way. So the question that I hear the most from people that are in transition, which is pretty much everybody, is, oh my God, what am I supposed to do? Be. We are so used to following this rule set, whether it's graduate high school, go to college, get a job, get a partner, buy a house, have X number of kids, buy a dog, buy a new car every 5 years, retire at 65, move to Florida, pick a job, stay with it the rest of your life. Start something, you better finish it. That's not choice. That's rule. So this helps you learn how to be self-supportive while you shift and move into choice. Stop trying to worry so much about what you have to do next, because there is nothing you have to do next. You don't even have to breathe next. You can exit. There is no harm, no foul. You're breathing, that's your choosing. Fabulous, you're choosing to be here. Now what else are you going to choose to do? There's no right or there's no wrong. Everything you do in your life before and forever on is going to have some form of a consequence. Some of them you're going to like and some of them you are not. Those are your choices. But the judging rule component of that is what we're shifting out of. It's not like you're going to wake up somewhere in December and boom, nobody's going to have any judgments anymore and the sky's going to be prettier and your whole wiring system's going to be running like new Prius. It's a process. And everybody that's on this planet right now has agreed to be here to help part of this process. All these young people have a structure system that was born for choice. They're born into a world of rules. They completely do not understand that. And you completely do not understand how to help them. There is no structure for what we are moving into. How could there be? So everything is getting tossed up into the air. Your educational systems, your governmental systems, your healthcare systems, all the shoulds, all the tried and true pathways, this is how we've always done it. That stuff is failing because it no longer serves the singular. You are moving people into choice, which is a whole bunch of different options. You are part of that. How many of you have ever tried to do something the way everybody else has told you to do it and it just doesn't work for you? Right. So take that and amplify it about a billion times, and that's what's going on right now in you, in your physiological and energetic body. So orange kyanite is very helpful. The last stone I want to mention is called sugelite. S-U-G-E-L-I-T-E. Not really sure what I want to tell you about sugelite. It's my favorite stone. It's one of the highest vibrational stones that are out there. It's kind of hard to find. It's not impossible to find. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's not expensive. It is what I call the stone miracle cure. That stone can transmute darn near any piece of emotional baggage you can think of. You can create it, it can transmute it. You have to choose that. And you choose the consequences of that. All this purging, all this clearing, this is a fabulous thing. Please, please, be kind to yourself and your body, and do not go out and try to fix all these things in a week. Because you have a system. That system, on a physiological level, has a toxin elimination system. You start purging all of your emotions and all of your baggage and all of your past lives, and your system cannot keep up with that. When the body tries to detox, it dumps stuff into the body faster than it can keep up with, you get a healing crisis. You get flu-like. Oh, I'm taking spirulina like 4,000 milligrams a day in my shake. It's awesome. And 3 days in, you feel like you have the flu, and then your joints are aching later, and it's, oh my God, I don't know what's wrong with me. I've been doing all this healthy stuff, and I just went crazy with it all of a sudden, but I feel horrible. Back up a little bit. Drink more water. Stretch. Your body's overloaded in toxins, and it dumps them into the large intestine. The large intestine can't purge them out fast enough if there's not enough fiber in there. And so your body reabsorbs them. And then it says, well, if we didn't want them in the old place, where do we put them now? So it looks for new places. It loves to put those displaced toxins in the connective tissues of your body. How many people have been achy in their joints at all in the last year? How many people have ever done a detox and all of a sudden they're like, God, I feel so old in their joints? You creak, you pop, you sound like Rice Krispies. Yep. If you've had a parasitic infection, everybody's got parasites. But if it's gotten out of hand, parasites, for some reason, the body loves to store those toxins in the connective tissues. So detox your body for sure, but do it gently. You know, running to Whole Foods and buying the biggest box of liver detox isn't necessarily the best thing to do if you're not going to support that in your body. Make sure you're getting enough water. Your body has to have water to detox itself. Lots and lots of water. They're not just telling you that because they own stock in Mountain Ice Water or something. Your body has to have it. Out of body. Lots of people out of body. That energy's flowing through, knocks you out of the body. It's difficult to stay in the system. Anybody feel like they're slightly observing their life lately? Yeah. I'm not trying in any shape or form to plug my website. There's not very many options I have to tell you for how to get back in your body. There are some energy workers that can help you get back in your body. There are some practices that aren't mine, so I'm not comfortable teaching them to you. Ann Mashenko, who has a booth down here, has a great practice that she was talking about earlier today for getting back in your body. It takes seconds. Definitely stop by and ask her about it. But if you go to my website, I'll try to, when I go home over the weekend, put it on the main page so you can get to it. I've got a meditation that we did last year that actually helps put you back in your body. It takes that Hara line and centers you to it, and also sort of reprograms so your physical cells are now in alignment with your energetic body in case they've gotten out of whack from one another, which has been pretty common over the last 2 years. So we'll put that up. Making sure you're staying in the body is very, very helpful. Kind of hard to have an experience and expand if you're like, oh, I don't even know what's going on down there. So you're intended to be here. If you weren't intended to be here and be in this body, you wouldn't have come. It's a human experience. Making sure that your digestion stays balanced. If that means you've got to take a probiotic or a prebiotic if you've gotten that bad. If that means taking a tablespoon of Bragg's apple cider vinegar and a glass of water and drinking it every day to help you get more enzymes, balance your system out, definitely do it. Without a good digestive system, your body cannot intake the nutrients that it needs to deal with all these changes. And make sure you are staying mineralized. Centrum isn't going to do it. You need trace minerals. You need raw organic foods. You need blue-green algae or spirulina. Things that are putting the trace minerals into your system that you are burning up exponentially faster now than you ever have in your life while you go through these stresses and changes. Bach flower remedies. Anybody ever used any flower remedies, flower essences? They're not going to rewire you. Boy, they will bring your junk up. So if you are looking to, I'm ready to get rid of this. I'm ready to get rid of guilt. Go get yourself some pine. If you have shock and trauma, everybody nod your head. I have shock and trauma in my field, because every single person in here has shock and trauma in their field. If you were born, you have shock. Star of Bethlehem. If you have anger, holly. And we're talking about something as simple as dropping a few drops under your tongue like 3 times a day. It's not rocket science. Don't do everything. Don't start doing EFT and doing Bach and I'm going to do a liver detox. I'm going to take boatloads of spirulina and I'm going to go get some grounding and I'm going to buy all these stones and cover my body and I'm going to tape them to my body. Don't do all these things at once. Think about it. Feel about it. See what resonates with you and make a choice. For you to go home and do any of these things simply because I said so, or the other side said so, or so-and-so says so, is just somebody else's rule. So all this is just information for you to choose from. Please choose. Choose for yourself. I think that about covers all the things that I definitively wanted to share with you. How much time have I got left?
It's 6:22.
Okay. I'm out of time. Okay. I'll take just a couple questions real quick.
You were out of cards when the thing came through. Do you have more cards?
Are the email flyers out? Okay. I may or may not have 4 of those. The other one. Are there any business cards on there?
Yes, there are.
Okay, can I have one of those? So, anybody have a question real quick? Yes.
What do you think about all the talk about the Merkaba activation that's needed for this transition?
What do I think about the Merkaba activation that's needed? Your Merkaba is the geometric depiction of your light body. It's always active. How active it is dependent upon what you're doing with it. But it can't be stationary or it can't be here.
I think we would all know how to do it. It's not going to be like this strange thing that we have to learn by 1 or 2 people.
You already know how to do it. You're asking if you need to be conscious of that.
Or to learn, consciously learn how to activate it.
Why would you need to be conscious of that at the moment? Is it a need or is it a want? If you want to do it, do it.
So you're saying intention is enough.
Saying choose. Nobody's going to get left behind. You don't have to learn how to activate your geometric code in order to not miss Noah's Ark. There's all kinds of things that are out there. Learning to work with your light body is definitely something that's helpful to you. It's your experience. As a matter of fact, Aaron Cruz gives a workshop on light body activation using a bunch of different modalities. It's pieces and parts all put together and things that you can do on yourself. And he has flyers up here that I asked him to put up. If you're interested in that, I think he's got a workshop coming up. Please stop and get some of those.
But is that Columbus?
It is in Columbus. But it is not required to learn that. It's helpful to you if you want to. But everybody, just because someone's a Southern Baptist and they've never heard of the light body and they don't believe in the geometry doesn't mean that they're going to be left on some planet in some other plane. It doesn't work that way. So if it speaks to you, if it resonates, definitely do that. Yes?
Is it possible to get a copy of the recording?
If the recording comes out, because it's behind me, I will definitely have that available on my website. Yes, one last question.
The Jenny Roganite.
Yes.
You said someone in Cincinnati.
Yes.
Do you have the name?
Gene Jackson. The crystal guy. His booth is literally right down here in the West Hall. When you come out these doors down here and go straight out, he's right across from the monks.
He has the orange kyanite.
He has orange kyanite too, and he has black tourmaline, and he's got sugilite. He just didn't bring the Jenny Roganite. I don't know who that is.
What color is sugilite?
Sugilite is purple. Gel sugilite is this color. when the light shines through it, but it's really hard to find. But if you can find it, definitely find it. Anything else? Okay, I want to thank you very much for being so attentive.